Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Catherine and John Radigan with the Abbey Estate. Good morning.
Hey there.
Morning. Nice to see you, Julie.
We're good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
So you guys.
You look beautiful. You look very festive for the holiday.
Someone told me the other day I look like Christmas in a box.
There you are.
Nice.
There you are.
I was like, I try to wear all my Christmas clothes all month long.
Amen.
I got a lot of them, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
Then it's over.
So now, since it's radio, I'll describe candy canes, Christmas trees, and strings of lights on the dress she's wearing with a dingy brim, a beautiful green hat. So.
So nice. So you guys are located off 1446.
We are.
Just a couple minutes off of 35.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. It's a great location. We have 5 acres out there. It's beautiful.
We're only about 4 miles down the road to the west of I-35, and so it's super easy to get to.
Yeah. I've been out there. I went out there for the 40 under 40 event, mm-hmm. and that it is beautiful. Like the outdoor, we did pretty much an all outdoor event.
Yes.
And then they had the photo booth and serving line and stuff like that inside. But that was really nice. I want to go back and actually look a little more and see what all is going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of indoor and outdoor celebration spaces.
Yeah.
And so on the 5 acres, people can kind of wander from place to place. So it's really cool. A lot of place to just spread out.
Yeah. And so you guys do weddings and corporate appreciation events and what are some ideas of like corporate appreciation events that y'all done?
So we have an annual relationship with Toyota South, and they bring their employees out for a whole day in the summer of picnicking, and they put up bounce houses and all sorts of obstacle courses
yeah.
and all sorts of fun for families to come out. And we really want to do more of that. 70% of our business are the weddings, which we adore and love. But we also have so many opportunities, so many great places on the property for corporate appreciation.
You know, I bet family reunions would be a lot of fun, too.
Family reunions would be great. Retreats are great. All yeah. of those things, yeah.
And then you guys are... So how many people can you accommodate and feel comfortable with, like if it possibly could rain, et cetera?
Yeah, so our indoor spaces kind of cap out at 200. But if you're in the middle of a Texas summer and you're not worried about that, we can get up to 350 people outdoors. And so we do that for several different events. And this year, in the middle of the Texas summer, we're having a brand new party pool.
Yeah.
An entertainment area that's being built. It's going to be done by March, so that'll be fun to add.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
We were just talking about I may have to plan something out there.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We'd love it.
I might have to make up an excuse and plan a party just to be out there.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Well, we have a really big stage out there. We also have a party barn with a covered deck. We just put a cover over the deck, so it has a tin roof, so it's really
nice.
Cool. And we have a flagstone patio under twinkle lights in the Grove, and then a farmhouse. So all sorts of different things that you could, you know, really celebrate in and use to your advantage.
That's cool. So if people have something they want to rent like during the week, do y'all do weekday rentals?
We sure do. We sure do. And our rates are different for weddings than they are for retreats or for nonprofits or anything like that. And people can go to our website and see what our rates are all about. We're at theabbey, A-B-B-E-Y, estate.com.
Okay. So they can go on there and find
it? They can find out everything. Yeah. Yeah.
And we were also talking about being able to like go inside. So say you have something where you need to do a presentation or something like that. Y'all have space where they can come inside and do presentations.
We do. Yeah.
But you also have the opposite end of it where kids can run around and play and have space, probably set up a volleyball net.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the fun things about our property, on both sides of us, we have families and property owners with animals. So they can come out and see the cows and the horses all along the fence line, which the kids really love doing that as well.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
So, so you charge by the event. Do y'all have it where, like, say someone wanted to come out for a few hours in the morning if it's not prime time or something like that, maybe like
absolutely
Thursday?
Yep, absolutely. We do. We have a whole, and again, on our website, you'll see it. We have flexibility of rates, and we do it by the hour, by the event. Also, if people are interested in not spending a fortune on a wedding, we have micro weddings that are really popular out there, too, that include the officiant, the cake, the champagne toast, and it's just, you know, 50 people for 3.5 hours. Come on out and have a lot of fun.
Wait.
Yeah.
Tell me this micro wedding.
Micros really kind of flourished during COVID. So when you couldn't have a lot of people out there, and a lot of our families that came out there to get married said, you know what? It's the biggest excuse to not to have to invite everybody. You know how you had to invite all your coworkers, all the neighbors, your grandma knew, all that? You could blame it on COVID and say, hey, we just need our core 50. That's all we can have out there. And so, you know, 3.5 hours, you have a 30-minute ceremony, 3 hours of dancing and drinking, and you're good.
That sounds like actually like a perfect kind of wedding.
Yeah, it really is. It's
especially
really
if you're looking at a second wedding or something like that. A lot of times you want to have that a slightly smaller event.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of those. So those have been really fun.
How are y'all on caterers and that sort of thing?
We're an open vendor, and we really promote Waxahachie caterers and vendors and service organizations. So we love working with our partners here in Waxahachie.
One thing that's unique about our place, too, is that, especially for those brides who are out there that may be listening, everything at our place is yours while you're there, right? So you don't have to rent the tablecloths and the chairs and the centerpieces.
The chargers.
It's all included.
That kind of stuff. We have it there. And so we have planning meetings with anyone who's planning an event, and they can pick from our closet of decor, and they can choose what they want to use. There's no extra charge.
Or bring in their own, certainly. Yeah.
Sure. No, that is wonderful. That makes life a whole lot easier, because sometimes you go in somewhere and you're like, well, oh, you want chairs?
Yeah.
You want to use a bathroom?
You want to use the sound system?
Oh,
that'll be extra.
This trash can here. Hold on.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
What's your rules on cleanup and all that sort of thing?
So we have a 4-person crew that works every event, and they help set everything up. So you're not there spending all your rental time on that. I mean, if you want to add anything, you can. But we have it all set up per your instructions before you even arrive. And then they tear it all down. So you're only taking with you your personal things, your leftover food, your gifts, anything like that. And our crew actually helps load it into your car. So we've had a lot of parents of brides and grooms out there who cheerfully at the end of the night, they're like, we've married 2 other kids at other venues, and this used to be such a hassle. Thank you so much. Like, no one wants to be cleaning up in your tux or in heels.
No. At the end of the night, you want to go home.
That is exactly right. Yeah.
Well, good. So you have recommendations when people come out there and they're like, I need a DJ, I need caterers.
Yeah, we have a little vendor packet, local vendor packet. And so really, for any businesses that are out there, if you have something that would appeal to anyone having an event, mail me your pamphlets, mail me your business cards, mail me anything, and we put it in the packet and we give them to everyone that visits out there.
So what if they want to come and check it out? What do they need to do?
Yeah, they can go on our website and book a tour, or they can also call us 214-929-8626.
Do you want to use that number?
That's one of the many numbers.
Give us another number. Give us another number.
Go to the website. That's the best place.
Go to the website, theabbeyestate.com.
Theabbeyestate, ABBEY.
And then also, you can go to the Chamber of Commerce, the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and you can give us a call, and we will help direct you. Or you can go to our website, and we will also direct you through the directory. Is there anything else you guys want to add before we go?
No, it's awesome to talk to you, though. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Julie. Oh. Thank you, Miss Christmas.
I feel like that would be a great title to have, Miss Christmas.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate y'all coming out, and y'all go check out the Abbey Estate. Go see what's going on out there. Trust me, it's beautiful. Bye, y'all.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye.